Nikki tried not to clench the armrest too hard as the ski plane descended. The shore and the ice loomed larger and larger until the runners scraped the ground. Ski planes didn't fly at the height or speed of a regular plane, but the landing was still bouncy. As Nikki felt it jerk up and down, she was certain the plane was beginning to skid out of control, and every horror story she'd heard about drowning in freezing water ran through her head, even though her practical side knew that wouldn't happen. Nikki couldn't relax her hands until the plane had completely stopped. "We exit onto the dock," Mayberry said. "It can be slippery, so be careful." Icy cold air shocked Nikki when she stepped out of the plane. It never ceased to amaze her how much colder it was, just a few hours north of the Twin Cities. A gray-haired ranger strode toward her.
"Agent Hunt, I'm Terry Smith, head ranger. Thanks for coming so quickly."
"We appreciate how quickly you called us. As I'm sure you know, time is of the essence in cases like this." Smith nodded and then addressed Mayberry.
"The medical examiner is landing in a couple of minutes. Let's go help him with his stuff."
Liam and Courtney exited the plane carrying Courtney's equipment. Nikki introduced her team. Smith pointed down the snow and ice-covered shore.
"The body is about 300 yards east. Go ahead, we'll join you when the medical examiner arrives," he said.
Liam shouldered Courtney's heavy bag, and the three of them started walking. The pit of dread in Nikki's stomach suddenly felt like a big rock. She never looked forward to seeing a body, but this was different. Electricity seemed to crackle through her, as though her body was preparing her. Nikki had requested the scene not be processed or touched until the team arrived. Yellow crime scene tape created a larger perimeter around the area where the body had been found. No matter how many cases she worked, seeing the absolute stillness of the body and realizing it was no more than a shell of a human always gave Nikki pause. Her mentor in the behavioral analysis unit at Quantico had told her that the moment death stopped affecting her, she'd know it was time for a career change, and she'd lived by that rule ever since. She ducked under the crime scene tape, taking stock of the woman's lack of obvious physical injuries and clothing. She still wore a heavy winter coat, something they'd yet to see on a frost victim. But his victims never showed immediate signs of injury, always appearing to be asleep, and this woman looked similar.
"Is that a Burberry jacket she's wearing?"
"Yes, it's a $2,000 coat," Courtney said.
"Looks like she's almost in the right position."
Liam sounded resigned. They'd kept the staging of Frost's victims out of the media, stating only that they were laid out in the snow. The woman lay with her arms folded over her stomach, her small hands clasped together. Her head was turned toward the lakeshore, the cold wind blowing her dark hair over her face. Nikki slipped on a pair of latex gloves and then crouched next to the victim. She appeared to be around Nikki's height, with a stockier build. Nikki's nose burned from the chemical scent surrounding the body.
"I can smell the bleach."
"He didn't use bleach on that coat," Courtney said. "I'm pretty sure even color-safe bleach would have messed up the exterior. I'll get it bagged first."
"Is she wearing a ring?" Liam asked.
"Looks like it," Nikki answered.
Liam crouched on the other side of the body and gave Nikki a pointed look.
"Frost has never left jewelry on his victims."
Nikki couldn't see her face yet, but the woman's exposed skin also didn't have the same ghostly pallor as the other five victims. A sense of dread settled into the pit of Nikki's stomach as she examined the thick ribbon tied around the victim's head. All of Frost's previous victims had a red velvet ribbon tied in their hair, like a headband.
"No, he hasn't.
But this ribbon is definitely velvet. The ribbon's material had also been kept out of the media. And even without Courtney's expertise, Nikki could tell the ribbon was the same as the ones found on the other victims. The bleach odor is stronger than any other victim. Nikki's adrenaline had started to spike. They'd been called to numerous crime scenes over the past 5 years by local law enforcement, who were certain they had a frost victim on their hands. Nikki and her team could usually rule them out fairly quickly, because of specific details that had been intentionally kept from reporters. But this woman had what Liam had once referred to as the frost trifecta: the positioning, the velvet ribbon, and the bleach. Nikki was beginning to think this could be Frost's work, and she could see Liam and Courtney's faces harden as they realized it too. The bleach was so strong that the body couldn't have been here very long, which meant the killer could still be nearby. Liam's face was flushed from more than the cold wind, she knew. He paced back and forth, shading his eyes and scanning the shoreline before unzipping his coat, his hand lingering over his holstered weapon. "I'd assume she's been here a while, but he could still be in the area,"